So in today's show, we're going to talk about how you build optimism. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. If you are coming through, if this is relatable, if this has helped, then please do let me know. So we are halfway through, well, probably 75% way through our 8 mile run this morning. Me and the boy down there dragging me, this sorry ass, through the streets. So I got asked a question last night. How do you build up optimism? It was on the 5 day challenge. And I think optimism is, and being optimistic is a really essential skill, mindset, approach right now in the circumstances that we're in. You know, put into another lockdown, there's nothing you can do about it. We've just got to be able to embrace it, adapt it. And I think be optimistic about how we can get through it. And I think it's really important that whenever we are faced with adversity in our lives, and we have been for as a nation for the last 12 months, you know, whenever we face that adversity, I really think it's an opportunity for human beings, not just my audience and people that follow me and watch this, but human beings to build and thrive when the chips are down. Because if you can do it when the chips are down, I think you can do it at any point or at any stage within your life. You know, once COVID has passed and the vaccines are all out and we slowly start to resume some normality to life. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. We're going to do a lot of reflecting about how we conducted ourselves over that period of time. Were we the type of people that buried our heads in the sand? Were we the type of people that become frustrated and panicked? Are we the people that become optimistic and thrived? And I guess what I really want to encourage you to do over the next 8 weeks is really be optimistic and thrive in any way, shape you can. And I know it's very difficult. I know we're all going through hard times. I know there's lots happening, but a lot of that stuff is outside of our influence. There's not a lot that we can do a lot about that stuff. But what you can do, and I always come back to, is the circle of influence that you do have control over, the things that you can thrive at, the things you can become optimistic at. And I think that really defines and creates a human being in terms of building character. You know, how do you act when those chips are down, in terms of building values and principles in your life, in terms of building routines, and in terms of learning to be more optimistic and more positive. Now, how do you become more optimistic? How do you become more positive and driven? And I think a lot of that comes from doing the reps and putting the work in. So if you think about somebody that goes to the gym, and to build up their muscles, they have to do the reps over a period of time, consistently, over and over and over again. And it's the same when it comes to optimism. It's the same when it comes to having a stronger, more resilient mindset. You have to be able to put more work into it in here. So something like the lockdown happens, we go, okay, it's happened. There's nothing we can do about it. We could say you should have, could have, would have done all of these things, but it doesn't matter. And all of that is irrelevant. What can I control? How can I thrive? What can I get out of these next 8 weeks? Even though I'm on lockdown, even though we're struggling, even though it's hard, Can I improve my running? Can I improve my relationship? Can I develop a skill? Can I become closer to my wife? Can I plan a business for the future when this is all finished? What can I do? How can I thrive? How can I be more optimistic? How can I be more positive about the situation? And I feel it is such an attribute to have when you start getting into that habit, because it's very easy to see the negative side of life. It's almost like a default that even if you did something well, it doesn't really matter because we're too focused on the negative. And the way that we change that is by changing the patterns of thought. So instead of being reactive to something that's happening, it's now a case of being proactive. Okay, I'm gonna fucking make the most of this. The minute that we went into lockdown, my kind of mindset went straight into, right, we're gonna fucking put the work in. We're fucking going all in for the next 2 months on all of the businesses, in the work-life balance, in helping the kids homeschooling. I fucking hate homeschooling. Like, more than anything do I hate that. And having to fight my fucking teenage boy to do his work. But I'm like, you know what? We're going to be optimistic. I'm going to try a different couple of methods. We're going to see how we get on. It's going to be a personal challenge to me to try and do this, as well as running through businesses and looking after the family and making sure my mum's all right and making sure that everything is all right within my control. So I become optimistic. And that's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to try and be. I want you to tell me in the comments what you are going to be optimistic about, what you're going to thrive at, what opportunities you're going to take through a really difficult time. How are you going to set yourself up so that when this is all finished and done, you're going to put yourself in a great position, because there will be no COVID one day. We won't be dealing with lockdowns. We'll be back to normality. And if you can push yourself through the barriers that are going on right now, imagine how much easier it's going to be when we're all living our normal lives and we don't have to walk around with masks on, and we can't fucking not see each other, or we can't go and play golf. But that's what I want you to set yourself up for. This is the leverage for you to grow. Sure, you're limited in your resources, so fucking what? In World War II, they had it twice as bad. Some people around the country have it twice as around the world have it even worse. There are some people waking up without a roof above their head. I feel privileged that I can fucking get up and I've still got a fucking house, that I've got a great family. These are things that we can learn to be more grateful about, more optimistic about. And I think when you anchor yourself with that type of attitude and gratitude about the things that you do have rather than the things that you don't have, it inspires you to do more and thrive more and make the most of the situation. All right, guys, hope you have a great day. I'm gonna fucking finish this run. I'd love to know your thoughts on this morning. Have a great day, and I'll catch you soon.